Recording in progress.
Planning Commission will come to order. Will you all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
According to the agenda tonight, the matter before the commissioners is an election of a new chair and new vice chair. So I'm not the chair. I am the vice chair at this time. I'll open it to the planning commissioners. Do you want to nominate someone for chair?
I will nominate Ron Wright.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
Ron has been nominated and second. Is there anyone else that you'd like to nominate? Okay. All in favor of Ron Wright being the chair for the 2023 Rural Planning Commission, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Okay. Can I hear nominations for vice chair?
You.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right, are there any other nominations for vice chair? Okay, all in favor of Teresa Cook for being vice chair, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, well that was quick. Let's move on to our public hearing. And let's see, the planning staff will identify and explain the criteria and standards applicable to this request. Testimony and evidence is to be directed to the criteria and standards. If you feel other criteria or standards apply and are not identified, you must raise the issue to the chair for a ruling. If the chair rules the additional standards apply, then testimony and evidence may be directed to them. Clearly raise and explain your issues in this hearing in order to be understood by the commission. Before conclusion of the hearing, any participant may request a continuance to submit new evidence or testimony. The commission must decide to either grant the continuance or keep the record open. In other case, the period of time must be at least 7 days. During the time of the open record, anyone may submit additional written testimony or evidence. All persons testifying are considered a witness unless the person asked to be recognized as a party and the chair rules the person has party status. Party status is established in three ways. One, anyone who receives official mailed notice and testifies orally or in writing in the hearing. Two, anyone who testifies orally or in writing in this hearing who did not receive official mailed notice but establishes the use or enjoyment of the property is adversely affected by impacts from the proposed use or development that is different from the public at large, and three, someone who is aggrieved by the adverse decision. The chair will wait until you finish testifying to make a ruling on your party status. Participants are obliged to know and follow the rules and procedures. The planning staff present has a copy of the rules. The first on the agenda is as follows. Is a request for a 10-lot subdivision to be known as Applegate Hills. This request will create 10 lots of a residential development ranging in size from 2.56 acres to 5.14 acres and includes a proposed new limited residential county road, Ridgeview Lane, to serve as access for the subdivision. Does anyone object to the jurisdiction of the commission to hear this matter? Does any member of the commission wish to abstain from this matter? Let's see. I'm new at this. This is my first time. Please forgive me. The Josephine County Rural Land Development Code sets time limits for testimony. And And the testimony is proponents get 10 minutes, proponents or an expert witness get 5 minutes, others in favor, 5 minutes, questions of staff direct to the chairperson, 5 minutes, opponents receive the same. And is that where I go from there? Okay. At the close of the hearing, a decision shall be made in the form of findings with the presiding officer of the hearing body designating who shall prepare the findings. The criteria for the decision in this hearing shall be presented by the planning staff as part of the staff report. Veronica, please give us the staff report.
Good evening. My name is Veronica Brown. I am an associate planner with the Josephine County Planning Department. We are here tonight to discuss a proposed subdivision. The proposal was submitted by the property owner, Valerian Homes, LLC, and the representative and engineer, Justin Gerlitz of Gerlitz Engineering Consultants. Applicants are seeking tentative approval for their request to subdivide the properties into 10 lots for residential development. These lots will range in size from 2.12 acres to 5.19 acres, or sorry, 5.14 acres. The subdivision will be accessed by a proposed new limited residential county road to be named Ridgeview Lane. Exhibit A in your staff report contains a copy of the tentative plan map. The property is zoned rural residential with a 2.5 acre lot size minimum. It is also split zoned with a 5 acre lot minimum on the, I believe it's the rear half of the property. The tax lot 2000, is approximately 40.58 acres and is a vacant lot. The statutory 150-day timeline expires on March 13th, 2023, which means that we need to have this decision and all appeals completed by that date. Background information on the application history for this project. A pre-application for a land division was completed on July 27th, 2021. The applicant submitted a full application for the 10-lot subdivision on September 15th, 2022. The applicant submitted the required materials and was deemed complete on October 14th, 2022, which started the 150-day timeline. Here is a map of the property location, which is in the New Hope area, with access off Fish Hatchery Road, a county-maintained road. Here is a map of the zoning of surrounding areas. The property abuts private residential lots on three sides with forest commercial to the south. Here is a 2021 aerial map of the properties and the surrounding area. This is the USGS map, which shows slopes of the property. As you can see, the terrain is relatively flat with a small area, roughly 30% of the property, with steep slopes greater than 15%. The review procedure for tonight per Josephine County Code, sections 19.51.020A1 and 2, Tentative Plan Review Authority and Procedures, states that the Planning Commission shall review and approve or deny tentative plans for subdivisions using quasi-judicial review procedures as set forth in Chapter 19.22 and 19.24 of the Josephine County Code, specifically when the subdivision will create 10 or more lots. The applicable code sections that are used to reach a decision on this application are section 19.50.050, Tentative Plan Review, Standards and Criteria, section 19.76.040, Wildfire and Emergency Safety Standards for Access, and Section 19.76.090B, Modification of Standards. And I will briefly explain these. For tentative plan standards, we look at whether or not the properties are legal authorized lots. Is the tract of land under one ownership or subject to a joint application by multiple owners? Does the proposal present plans regarding flood, wildfire, and erosion hazards, and other development standards? And do the parcels meet the lot size requirements? The tentative plan criteria is in regards to infrastructure, utilities, and carrying capacity, with carrying capacity being the big one in this section, in regards to access, water, and septic. Can the land support the proposed development and fit cohesively into surrounding developments and environmental conditions? Wildfire and emergency safety standards access. As stated in the applicant's materials, physical terrain constraints would not allow for either a looped access road or an emergency access road for this development. Wildfire and emergency safety standards access. Due to the inability to create an emergency access road or a looped road, the applicant applied for a tech plan review for wildfire safety committee review. The wildfire safety committee reviewed the application via email on October 12th and October 13th, 2022. The committee recommended approval for the modifications as proposed. You can see their comments and recommendation as exhibits D through G of your staff report. Staff received no written comments from neighbors during the public comment period. Several agencies commented on the proposal to include Public Works, County Surveyor, Department of State Lands, and Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. These comments are provided as exhibit B through G of your staff report. At that, staff would like to recommend that the Applegate Hills subdivision be approved with the proposed conditions listed in exhibit H and the Public Works conditions in exhibit B of your staff report. The Wildfire Safety Committee and planning staff recommend the approval of the wildfire safety modifications as proposed by the applicant, as outlined in exhibits D through G. This will need to be added as a condition to exhibit H, conditions of approval. Staff also recommends the commission assign the findings of fact to the applicant to prepare. I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have at this time.
Commissioners, do you have any questions for Veronica? We have speaker requests. I'm not sure if these speakers are in favor or. Okay. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It's been a while. Can we have the applicant, please? Sorry about that. I'm so sorry. I know you're.
No worries. Evening, I'm Justin Gerlitz with Gerlitz Engineering Consultants on behalf of the applicant tonight for the subdivision. Thanks, Veronica, for the presentation. Give him a minute here to pull up the PowerPoint. I'll go through it with you. Good. Can you switch to the main screen on there? Is there a way to? I think it's on the secondary screen right now, but I could use that if need be. Well, good evening. Here on behalf of the applicant tonight for the Applegate Hill subdivision project. It is a 10-lot project, as Veronica described, located off Fish Hatchery Road. It's kind of right across the street from Fish Hatchery Park, more or less, on the Applegate River, which is on the opposite side of Fish Hatchery Road. As Veronica described, it is split zoned. Let's see here. Grab that one. Perfect. All right. Thank you. So this is the aerial photo of the project, the star representing the lot. You can see there it's located between two rural residential subdivisions, kind of varying between 2 and 5 acres in size. Property to the south, several properties to the south are forced commercial zone, so they're more for non-residential purposes. This is just kind of looking back towards the river to give you the proximity there of where the park's at across the street. This is representing the site distance from about approximately where the intersection is going to be. This is looking to the west and looking to the east, and you can see there that it's pretty straight. We did go through a modifications of standards procedure with Public Works for the intersection spacing because there is two intersections located kind of opposite sides of the property for those two subdivisions. But due to adequate site distance, that was approved. This is just another different color map of that split zoning. So we are going to be developing this RR5 portion as 5-acre lots primarily. And then the 2.5-acre zoning here is going to be roughly right around those 2.5-acre lots, except for one that's oversized. This is from our drawing sheet. You can see here, lot size is right around 40 acres. We're going to be dedicating just under 2 acres to public right-of-way. And then we're going to be using a shared driveway for the RR5 lots. The 3 of the 4 lots in the RR5 zone are going to be using a shared driveway. As Veronica stated, there is a small steep slope section in the middle of the project, but the rest of it's actually pretty level for this area. This is a layout of the lots. You can see here 10 lots total. Lot 3 here is quite oversized, and you can see the contours here really close together. So this is kind of the steep section of the project. So we're going to be developing that lot up on top and avoiding that steep slope section, same with down over here. And then once you're up on top here of the cul-de-sac street, you're kind of up on the plateau, per se, and that's where these upper lots are going to be situated. There is one natural drainage that runs through the property here, in addition to some real small ones otherwise. Projects right now is pretty forested. We've been clearing it out as part of the project to get well trucks in there, but it was pretty undeveloped overall when we started this. As required by county standards, we prepared an erosion sediment control and fire safety plan. Fire safety is always a concern these days with everybody. So this just shows that we will be able to easily accommodate the home sites, the 50-foot fire safety buffers. Everything else will be thinned as part of this project. And as part of the modifications of standards procedure, we agreed to use only cement fiber siding versus wood siding, metal roofs or composition roofs. And again, we'll be installing, as you can see here, hammerhead turnarounds, turnouts on the longer driveway here, all things to comply with county standards. From a carrying capacity perspective, we did drill 5 wells, so half of the lots have wells on them now. We got some pretty good ones. You can see here, this one's a 36 gallon a minute one, and the rest are, you know, between 5 and 7.5 right here. The intention of the applicant is to drill 5 more wells, so each lot will have their own well. And these were pump tested, and most of them, except for one, were water quality tested. So 2 of them did get some coliform in them, and we're planning on installing UV treatment system with those. And that's something we've seen the last couple of years with the drought, as some of these wells, when they're stagnant, get that in there. It's not to say that they'll have that when they're being used, but that's something that we prepared for. As part of the septic evaluation, we had Robin Warren at Applied Geotechnical Engineering come out, and he did some test pits, looked at the soils, and concluded that standard septic systems will be possible on the site. We will, of course, prior to final plat, be getting septic evaluations for each lot, and those pits have already been dug out there. I think they're actually already in process right now. And then, as mentioned, from an intersection perspective, we were a little bit closer to the adjacent intersections than the county standards, but based on those very straight roads and the required site distance, we were able to show Public Works that it will function safely at that location. As mentioned, the Wildfire Safety Committee did review the project because it does not have the ability to have a looped road, primarily because of those forced commercial lots to the south. That's not to say that there isn't some skid roads on those properties. If you really had to get up there, you could. But with those requirements that I had just discussed, the siting and the clearing and the turnouts and everything else, they found that it was adequate and safe for what we're proposing for 10 lots. And with that, tonight, I hope this is a pretty straightforward application. We're looking for approval of the Applegate Hill Subdivision Project, and happy to answer any questions you might have.
Commissioners, do you have any questions of Justin? Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're going to have that on. Move on to public comment. And can we have Greg Luskin come up, please? Please remember to keep your comments to 10 minutes or 5
minutes. Well, I'll be less than that. I got just a lot of general questions that pretty much I think all of us are concerned about, is that we're the 4 pieces of property that live directly across the street from you, that everything pretty much drains into our property. And we're more concerned about all your hydrology, where your wells are located with your septic, because everything pretty much flows downhill right to us. Where's all the reports, the depth of the wells, considered with the aspect of where your septic tanks are and how it's going to leach into all of our fields? Where we get our water? Because some of the properties where we're at don't have hardly water at all, but we get in 4 to 5 gallons a minute. And you're sitting here, pumping out up to, 30-some-odd gallons a minute. Where's your septic tanks in relation to our and flow? Well, it's not listed. It's not on there. You don't show it in relation to the properties, right? So how is that being looked at by you as the commission to protect us as the people that are living across the street from you? How are you protecting our properties from everything that is going to flow down that road? And you got a 12-inch culvert and you got 40 acres, which is not going to handle it. It's just going to flow over the road. And you got 2 leach lines, one down by the park, which is not across from where this piece of property is. And you got another one that's a couple hundred feet down the road. Where's all this water going? And I don't think any of you guys have even bothered to even look at this, because it's just a standard push it through. All this work's already been done, and now we're asking the question as to why, that we want to have it looked at, when I don't see anything being put forth by the applicant to help us understand where we stand as the people downhill from everything coming off this hill, including, the septics.
All right.
I'd like to see it put forth. Where is your thought about all that, and the runoff and the hydrology, and where is it shown in the reports. How can we have access to this to see how we are being protected, not just something being pushed through to, which obviously has been going on for quite a while now. So I'd like to see that as a homeowner being directly across the street, which is what is coming onto our property, which we already know where it floods.
All right. Okay. Well, we will ask staff maybe if the commissioners have these questions.
Have they put forth any of this to you? I mean, you know, not just putting it on paper saying, gee, okay, where's your wells on the property compared to where your septics are? How are they, how do they affect us?
All right.
You don't know that. You don't. You don't even, you only know what you found on your piece of property. Can we see where are the depth of the wells and where they are in location to where the septic and the wells being located? Can we have that given to us, or can we find a way to even see it?
Our staff report, we have where the wells are, and can we give this gentleman a copy of where the wells are? So he's...
And the other... situation, and I'll keep it brief and short. There's been so many accidents on the front of that road, coming off that road, and I'm sure you guys are, you've got, well, you're not probably aware of it. You just did the engineering, but you've all known. What are they going to do about all this much more traffic coming out of there? I mean, people have died there right in front of our property.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for your comments and questions. Mike Davis?
Hello, I'm Mike Davis. I live right across the street where that driveway is coming straight into our property. And a couple of questions are, what happens when the water runs dry? Because they're going to be sucking all this water out of that hill there, and our well's only going, we're only doing 4.5 right now, 5. So that was our big issue too, is the water, okay? Impact studies on the traffic, because like Greg said, he's my neighbor, there is a lot of traffic coming through there. People are flying, and they're flipping over in the front of our yards. So when that street goes in, what are they going to do about that? Are we going to slow people down? How are we going to handle that? This chloroform, didn't even hear about that till just now. So what is that going to do when that chloroform starts turning in the aquafields, and then it's going to come down right into our properties too? How are they going to handle that? What are we going to do if we start getting sick? Okay, because our wells are established. Then all of a sudden they just came in and started doing this stuff. We didn't even know this was happening. All of a sudden the road was opened, the trees were cut down, they logged the whole thing, and nobody even knew about it. And it just, now it's here. So what happened there, guys? How did that miss us across the street? Okay, Fish Hatchery Park is not across the street. It's down the way. So a lot of studies like that. We need to know that. Environmental studies, what's going on with that? Did anybody ever... you know, look into that. We never got a notice that this was even happening until this meeting. So what happened to the notice of the owners to when they started cutting that dirt and started doing all this new stuff here? We didn't get any information on that. So we're kind of confused about that one. I know we would have had a little issue here with that driveway coming straight into my yard. I mean, I look out my front window now, and all these lights are going to be coming right into my house. So, that's not what we want when we move out to the rural area. So, I mean, that's kind of an issue. Speed limit, 45 miles an hour is too fast. These people are, like Greg said, they're flipping over right in front of the house. So we need to do something about that. Big thing is water, okay? Once that thing starts, once they start pumping all that out, we're going to go dry. Are they going to pay for our new wells? So that's an issue. Okay. I think that was it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other audience members that would like to speak? We will get one of these filled out. Oh. Okay.
My name is Jan Klosky. We live directly across the street from this. I just have a couple questions from what we've just done. Can we get a copy of the staff report? Is that feasible to give out to us, or?
Veronica, is this feasible? James?
Oh, yeah, I can come by the office. Yeah. Or whatever. So that is feasible for us to get a copy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then I can go to website and get it. And can we get a copy of your information, Justin? I didn't know if it was okay for me to take pictures or not, so I didn't, but you had some good information there about the wells and all that kind of stuff. So that's good. And I think they went over everything that our concerns are, because there will be a lot of accidents in front of our house from everybody stopping to turn in there, because people come around the corner too fast and they cannot slow down. So that will be an issue. Is there a place that we can go to within this week's time that you guys said to put in our concerns that is on the record? Because we did not get anything that I know of in the mail that this was going to happen where we can do our concerns. And we do have two neighbors that have concerns, so we were wondering, is there a place with the county or something that we can submit?
More comments? Can we keep the public record open? Is that for any amount of time for comments?
Oh. Then we would like...
Excuse me. We need to keep some order here.
We have two neighbors that are always out of town during the wintertime, older ones. They do have some concerns, and so that's why I was asking, on the website or at the county, can we in writing put in our concerns instead of just standing here saying this is what we're concerned about?
James, can you help me with this one? I'm sorry, Ed, to help them too.
James Black, Community Development. As far as submitting any more concerns, now the only way that's going to happen is with a continuance. Okay. You guys are here tonight. You are going to make your decision tonight. Public notice was already done and mailed out. It was posted on our website. Staff reports are on the website. There was ample time to do that. Providing a more opportunity for more comments, this commission would need to entertain having a continuance, and it's your prerogative. You can do so if you wish. So.
Thank you, James.
On the public notice that was sent out, was that on the information for about tonight's hearing, or was that another paper?
I believe it was about tonight's hearing. Yet we have to, it's the law that it gets noticed in a certain amount of time for all of the property owners within a certain amount of feet from the project.
Yeah, we got that about a month ago. Yes. But before that, all we saw was progress happening. So we didn't receive enough information to get, wow, what's going on here?
That's not something that we generally, you know.
Oh, no, that's fine. I would request that at least another week for us to get our stuff in there and on paper, because if something does happen, we don't have anything to cover us for, you know, our wells go dry, we don't have water, we have nothing. So that I would ask that you guys do postpone that a week at least. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Could you come up and state your name and for the record, please?
Again, I'm just a neighbor across the street concerned. How can you make a decision tonight when you just had the hearing tonight and we're giving you what we have as concerns, and you want to make a decision tonight to go through with something that really has got to be looked at, especially when you're talking about, you know, septic systems floating into people's wells and running us dry, which has happened before and everybody knows it. And these are but how could that happen in one night?
It's
what is our recourse?
It's the land use laws of Oregon and how they are set up. When you get the notice, you have a month to get together and come here and bring
and excuse me,
or to bring them
that we're
to
doing
planning.
So tonight is our night that we were voicing our first concerns, that we can legally voice a concern, and yet you still want to make a decision tonight. And that's what we're asking, that please give us some time to have some recourse to definitely either get together as a group to find, you know, somebody who can make sure that this is being looked
at. We are following the land use laws of Oregon by going with the month's notice, and we're doing what the Oregon land use laws tell us to do.
You would consider definitely understanding that we're here for the first time, and yet you're still wanting to make a decision tonight about planning something.
I'm sorry, sir, that there's been a month since you got the notice.
No, I'm saying, ma'am, that this is our first time that we can bring our concerns to you.
Thank you.
And now you want to make a decision? That's what we're now concerned about. Right on.
We understand your concerns. Thank you. All right. Okay. So, now I need to know.
Mike Davis again, right across the street. So they started this project. You guys said they put the notice in 30 days ago to give us our 30-day notice. They've started this project 6 months ago. We didn't get any notice 6 months ago when they started cutting and logging and doing the grubbing. So we didn't have any information on when we're going to be doing this meeting here. So that's, I think, what's our concern, is that we didn't get notice that this was even happening until a month ago.
Six months ago,
this is when they started cutting and making the road. Yeah. It's been a while. Okay?
Okay.
Just get that clear.
Thank you so much. Okay. That's it. I'm closing the public comment and the public... Excuse me? Okay, would you like to address these concerns? From the applicant, would like to address your concerns.
Thank you. Justin Gerlitz again. I always like to address everyone's concerns. I wrote all the questions down here. It sounds like there might be some confusion on the project starting. So the only thing that's occurred on the site to date is some clearing and grubbing and pioneering in a rough road. And the reason that was done was because they had to drill the wells on site and they had to get into the site. And it was all, you know, trees and grub, you know, brush and everything beforehand. So nothing has started. Just to clarify to the audience, this is the planning process, the planning approval. We still have to go through a very detailed design. We have to submit stormwater calculations, analyzing the culverts, how much water is flowing downhill. We have followed all the laws of both the state and the county when it comes to wells and pump testing the wells, which is a much higher testing than just the air test that most people do on their wells. And all of the spacing, the concerns about how close everything will be to one another, the state and the county have very, very stringent requirements on the proximity of wells and septics to one another, which includes the neighbors' properties. Most of them are about 100 feet apart minimum. So when it comes, you know, back to like the storm drainage, that's definitely something that we always appreciate comments. If there's concerns about potential flooding that's occurred already, I'd be happy to leave my information for the neighbors so I can contact them and see where that flooding has maybe occurred in the past and why. Just try to read through the questions here. When it comes to traffic and speed, that would definitely be something that would have to be addressed by the county directly, the public works and the state. The speed limits are set by the state primarily. When it comes to comments on record, tonight, every comment that's made tonight is on record. So this is all stuff that will go into the documents. You know, again, this is going to go through a very, very, very detailed design process, which we have started our conceptual design work, but it will be all those concerns that were mentioned by the neighbors will be considered, and I do appreciate everyone's comments and happy to answer any additional questions that the commission might have.
Are there any questions from the commission?
So the drainage ditches and that flows across the property now are not going to change. You're not adding or taking away from the water flow with the development, are you?
No, there's a drainage that bisects the property up here on the upper portion. Okay. It runs this way, and then this area here will go down to the road. So we will look at those culverts, see if they're sized correctly. The county has very, very specific requirements for that from an engineering perspective.
Okay, and the septic, there was a question about the septic flowing into their properties and stuff, but as septic systems are installed correctly, it leaches down and into the ground and it filters out whatever and it's done. So that's what I don't think there should be a concern about that.
That's correct. And those all those septic systems will have to be approved through the county, through state procedures. So they're designed nowadays to prevent any of the concerns that the neighbors have of leaching beyond the area that they're at.
I just want to make sure we answer other questions and make sure they're happy about what's going on. Then they brought up a question about in front of the property accidents, but it's 45 miles an hour right now. Accidents happen. It's sad. I know that I've read about them on that road, but you know, I think it's a pretty safe speed limit. But people speed and they cause accidents. It's not, you can't prevent stupid. You know, that's what I'm going to say. You know, it happens. You get kids doing 80 miles an hour when they should be doing 45, you're going to have a problem. So. But you can't fix stupid. You can't fix stupid people doing bad things. So. Well, that can be addressed later on at Public Works.
With Public Works, that's...
So I think, I think that's all the questions I have.
Yeah, that's fine, but that's not what's in front of us as a planning commission.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's not something that we can do anything about, this body. Okay, and I'm going to close the public comments, and I'm going to open up the discussion with the planning commissioners. Commissioner Grindelsberger, did I say that?
Close enough. I've been called worse. Yeah.
Okay.
Justin, thank you for your presentation and answering all those questions. I want to thank the neighbors for coming out. I mean, this is how the public process works. It can be frustrating sometimes when you see things going on, but then you get a notice later on. But, we're bound by the land use codes and state rules, and so this is the public forum. Saying that, I think this all looks pretty straightforward. Justin has done a great job of putting the application together. I appreciated Veronica's staff report and her presentation. And I think, with the work that's been done and through the conditions that were listed, that this will be a reasonable project.
Commissioner?
I concur with that. I think looks like an excellent project. There was one concern about water that, they're going to use more water, but that's just part of living next to bare property. People are going to develop it, and it might happen, but usually it doesn't. And there's no guarantees about water. So, I think this is a great subdivision. I think it was well presented. I'm looking at the lot layouts. It looks fantastic, and we need more housing in this area, and I think it's going to do a great job. So I'm all for it.
Commissioner Jeff?
Yes, I absolutely agree with what's been said. Like was noted, you might not even be on the same aquifer. So it might have absolutely no effect on your water whatsoever. And you can't, our decisions can't be based on what ifs. It has to be based on what's presented to us in a responsible way by an engineering company that's licensed to do this kind of work. But I'm gonna share a little information with the folks about septics, because I've been a builder here for 30 years. I can guarantee you that the Department of Environmental Quality will be checking every single step of the septic installation to make sure that it is not a biohazard. If there's any question about the way the water percolates in the ground that they're putting the leach field in, they'll have to install a sand filter to mitigate any kind of problems. That's just where it's gone with the septics, to protect us. And they're very stringent about it. In fact, I've been on the end of that where I had to do a sand filter, so I just wanted to add a little bit of comment on that because I've personally experienced it. But I think that these guys do a great job at laying this out. And this is not the end of this. They're going to have to, there's a set of conditions that they have to follow through with in the staff report that are much beyond what we're talking about today that have to do with erosion and soil and water and all of the other things that we've discussed. So they're in the staff report. If they don't comply with that, they won't sign it off. They have to comply with it. And so that's what we're here to do today, is to make a decision if this suits the land use laws and if we're satisfied with the work he's done to this point, because after this, it's really between the building department and their enforcement of the codes. So that's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you. Personally, I think this was well thought out. I'm glad it was a subdivision. It had all the markings of a PUD, so thank you for bringing it straightforward with a subdivision like that, Veronica and the applicant. I think that it was laid out well, and I like the fact that you actually split it with your lot sizes to be in compliance with our own zoning, which is kind of unusual, so thank you. All right, are there any other comments? Okay, have I closed the public hearing? Okay, I did. All right. I will take any kind of...
Well, I would like to make a motion that we accept this with the conditions written, with one other condition added, and that is that it be included that to address the bacteria field in the wells, that it be a part of the conditions that if the well is contaminated to a point that's not suitable, that they have to include a qualified UV filtration system and test it so it conforms with the qualities required. Because they're not saying that they're going to include that in the... They're drilling the wells.
They're not required to have, they have water, so whoever requires property can do whatever they need to do. I don't think I want to require it as
for the requirement. The applicant.
What do you think, young man?
I just don't know if that's like a standard. I mean, if they don't meet water quality, do they have to put it in anyway? So is that kind of a redundant condition?
Don't we have a condition here for that? Veronica?
Hi, Veronica of Planning Department. Condition number 12 actually addresses making sure that they will pass. Okay. So it's kind of already in there. Additionally, I also wanted to make sure that the wildfire safety standards modification was either approved or denied as an additional condition as well.
That on here?
That would have to be added.
Okay. All right, is there a second to this motion?
Well, let's get the first one.
So do we need to
withdraw
second,
my motion.
Second motion on okay. The wildfire safety mitigation, or can he add that to his current?
I'm going to withdraw my
He's
motion.
Withdrawing He's withdrawing his motion.
I didn't catch that number 12, so.
Okay.
All right.
That's a lot of reading, 80 pages.
All right. Is there another motion set forth then? Can I get another motion?
With the
condition? All right.
So the condition, the wire, what's that?
It's condition 12. Mm-hmm. Oh, and wildfire condition would be the 13th.
Adding the wildfire approval or denial would be the same motion with the approval of the subdivision.
Are you aware of that one? Are you okay with that? Number 13, okay.
Is there a second for this?
I second it.
Roll call vote, please. Engelsberger.
Engelsberger is a yes.
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 Yes. The motion has passed. It has approved. Let's see. I'm going to go to the next item on the agenda here. Do we have any matters from the Planning Commission?
You know, should we address them a little bit about, I think they feel they weren't adequately noticed and stuff, but I think they had a month's notice. Is that correct? I just want to, I don't want anybody to feel like they didn't get
heard.
Heard, but I believe that's because someone said they 6 months ago they saw activity out there, so they knew something was going on. So it hasn't been like it's a secret about this. And so I just want to know, everybody gets that month's notice. It just happens. So I'm not, you know, I just don't want you to feel that you were left out because you weren't. You know what I'm saying?
Can we interact?
No. But I'm just going to just, I understand what you're saying, but I know there was something to that. So maybe she'll address that.
So after the application was deemed complete, there is a time when the public notice goes out. I believe it was December 14th that it was sent out. And then there is a comment period of roughly 14 days, 2 weeks, that the public within the notice area, which I believe for this was 200 feet, has time to submit a comment either in writing, which they can do in person at our office, they can mail it in, or they can send an email to my email because it was listed on the public notice, and we will add it to the record.
I agree with Commissioner Ockenden. When you get the notice and you saw activities, that's when you need to start asking the questions. And I'm sorry that you feel like you were not heard tonight. All right. Is there any other matters from the Planning Commission that they'd like to discuss tonight? Okay, James?
Again. As far as my director's report goes, I don't have any much to add tonight. Just a few follow-ups. If you recall, this Planning Commission asked County Legal to review the bylaws and make some changes. I'm supposed to be seeing a draft of those changes this week, and we're hoping to County Legal Counsel will be in here and presenting those to you on the next round so we can kind of look at those matters. As far as the schedule goes, I know there is a subdivision in the background, but has not been deemed complete yet. So right now, that would push any scheduling into February. So that would probably be the time we'll meet again is in February. I don't have anything else to add. Any questions?
Sure. Mm. So when are we going to do some, can we... We got to look at some of the code and some of the stuff in our code book still, I don't think is right. Mm-hmm. One thing I see people addressing is when you get a permit to build a project, you have a year to start it before you lose your...
That permit expires in 1 year.
Mm-hmm. So that should be extended to the maximum amount of time. And mm-hmm. I'd like to get that looked at soon, because people mm-hmm. with projects are losing them because they can't build them in a year because of the economy or mm-hmm. funding or, you know, something. So I don't know what the state's regulation is at. Is it 10 years on that too?
You know, no.
Washington County mm-hmm. has 1 year. We need to max it out because we need to be granting people every right they have to, you know, have their projects. So
okay. I got a commissioner asking to look in our development permit timelines.
Yes.
Does the rest of the commission like us to do that?
What was the one we looked at with the 6 year maximum?
Those are for tentative plan approvals, much like this project right here. Okay. We'll take advantage of those.
So
at that timeline.
About a single home site, blah, 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 just a building permit.
Or a development permit
right.
for like
okay.
a project.
Right.
So, and they expire in 1 year, and that's not.
We can totally look into it. That's not a big deal. Yeah. Anything else?
That's all I have. So.
Okay.
Thank you, James. All right. I'm sorry that it was a little bumpy, but we are adjourned.
You did a great job. I really did.
Thank you, Commissioner Ockenden. We are adjourned. I'm taking this one.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Recording stopped.